Spark innovation across your federal agency with IT hardware, software, and services from Connection Public Sector Solutions. Your technology procurement challenges will meet their match as Connection's dedicated account managers offer exceptional customer service, and our extensive list of supported federal contracts means you'll always get a price that works for your budget. Learn more about innovation for your agency with Connection Public Sector Solutions at connection.com/fedcontracts.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone, welcome back to She Slays. This week we're in conversation with a very special person, Aastha Vora, a 21-year-old Delhi University student pursuing psychology, sits down with us and tells us about a very rare disease that she happened to go through when she was 12 years old. Aastha had something that is called Guillain-Barré syndrome, also known as GBS. GBS is a condition in which the immune system attacks the nerves. This condition can be triggered by an acute bacterial or viral infection. This very rare disease happens to less than 100,000 people in India every year. So as we applaud another She Slays champion amongst us, let's welcome Aastha to share her story about triumphing over this disease and emerging a champion. Thank you so much, Aastha, for joining us today.
Hi, I'm Aastha Vora. I'm 21 years old and I'm living in New Delhi. I'm a student of psychology at University of Delhi. So when I was a kid, I was extremely active and social. I was the kid that liked going to school. I did fairly well in my academics, but the only complaint that my parents used to get was that I'm really talkative and that my talking disrupted my classes. Growing up, I was also really passionate about dancing. It gave me pure joy to be on the stage and perform. I think I was in third grade when I started performing and participating in annual functions and other cultural festivals. So growing up, my parents were very supportive. My family included my parents and my elder brother. My parents were supportive of whatever we wanted to do. They weren't like other parents who put restrictions and expect A grades. They wanted us to be our own people and find our own way. They just wanted us to put our best foot forward in the world, and they were extremely supportive and encouraging of whatever passions that we wanted to explore in our lives. Part of a regular childhood and like a rite of passage for most kids is developing something like chickenpox. So I was 12 when I picked up chickenpox from somebody at school. And anybody who's had chickenpox knows how uncomfortable and annoying it is. And it was just like that with me. I had this need to itch, but you are not allowed to do that. You lose the taste in your mouth and you're just constantly annoyed. In about a week and a half, my infection started to subside. I started feeling better. I could taste the food now. After recovering from chickenpox, my family and I started realizing that I started getting exhausted really easily. So I would go about doing my daily routine. By the end of the day, I have no energy left to do anything else. I couldn't even go to school for a couple of days because I did not have the energy to sit in class for 8 hours. I remember this one incident where I'd woken up in the middle of the night to get a glass of water and I fell. And I think that's when I realized that I did not even have enough strength to pick myself up. So I had to call for my parents. And I think that is the night we realized that what I was experiencing wasn't just weakness after an infection, and that something was wrong with my body and that this needed to get checked. We went to our general physician. He did a couple of tests and then diagnosed me with GBS. So for everybody listening, GBS or Guillain-Barré syndrome is a syndrome that affects individuals who've recently developed an infection and it attacks their immune system. It's a very rare syndrome and I think less than 100,000 people get it in India per year. He gave us some medicines and some vitamins and he said that it will take a while, it will take a few weeks, but I will start feeling better. However, that was not the case. Even a week after taking the medication, we saw the symptoms getting worse. So my parents were keen on a second opinion. By the time we went to the neurologist, I was unable to walk. So I was experiencing temporary paralysis. I was a 12-year-old girl who needed a wheelchair to get to the hospital, and that was truly heartbreaking. So when I went to the neurologist, he did a general examination. He tested my reflexes. He asked me to lift up my arms, and I couldn't do that. He asked us to get some tests and some scans done and come back the next day. But just before he left his office, he asked me if I had experienced any trouble breathing, to which I responded yes. At that moment, he took my parents outside of the office and told them to have me admitted into the ICU. That time, he confirmed my diagnosis of GBS, and he was worried that it was progressing and had started affecting my lungs. He was worried that if it progressed any further, it would hamper my ability to breathe on my own, which could be fatal. So the day I was admitted into the hospital is a blur. Everything happened really quickly after the appointment with the doctor. I remember I was scared and afraid. I remember somebody was trying to take my blood and couldn't find a vein. And I remember crying. I was admitted into the pediatrics ICU for about a week. The course of treatment that was administered was IVIG, which is basically blood plasma from other people. And the antibodies in their blood plasma are used to strengthen the immune system. When I was in the ICU, I did not exactly understand the severity of the situation, but I was trying to keep a strong face for my family. It's because my dad told me that I'm the strongest kid that he's ever seen, and that I'm his daughter, and I have to be strong. So while I was at the hospital, I continued to have issues in breathing. I'd wake up in the middle of the night coughing because I wasn't getting enough oxygen, and I'd have to use an oxygen mask to be able to breathe properly. They had to test if my nerves had started functioning normally. For this, they had to do a nerve conduction test, which basically means that they check if your nerves are conducting electrical signals normally. I think that was the hardest part of everything that I experienced. That was extremely painful, and I remember I was so scared, and that is the time where I wanted to give up. I did not want to continue, and I asked the doctor to just stop and just let me be, because the kind of pain that I was feeling at that time was too much for me to bear. Eventually, though, I started feeling a little better. I felt my limbs getting a little stronger. I felt like I had more energy to do things. I was getting better at interacting with people. I didn't only want to sleep throughout the day. So I felt that change after the treatment. As a child, it was sort of traumatic to not be able to move, to experience temporary paralysis. I remember I was a kid who loved jumping and dancing and moving around. And for about a month then, I had been restricted to the bed. Even then, I tried to stay strong for myself and my family. My family tried really hard to keep my spirits up. So I think I was the only kid in the ICU that was laughing and making jokes. And I genuinely think that that played a part in me getting better as quickly as I did. So I was supposed to stay in the ICU for 10 days, but I was discharged in a week's time. It was because the doctors told me that I was responding well to the treatment and I was showing progress much quicker than they had expected. The reason that I wanted to share this was because even when we try to keep our spirits up, even when we try to have the most positive outlook, our limits are tested sometimes. And I feel like that is the true mark of one's strength. When you go through something you can't have imagined going through and you still come out the other side, there was a long recovery period ahead of me. So in order to fully recover and regain strength in my muscles to be able to walk, I was prescribed physical therapy. There were no other medications that I had to take. I had to do 2 hours of physical therapy for about a month to actually regain my balance to be able to walk without anybody's help. I mean, I was 12 years old and I was having to learn to walk again. So it was difficult. I'm 21 now. It's been 9 years since I recovered from GBS. Except for an occasional backache, for which I sometimes just take rest, there is nothing severe or no residual symptoms that I experience because of it. I was fully cured of GBS. I think the experience taught me a lot. I think it made me grateful for even the basics in my life, for the love and the support that I received from my family and my friends and my relatives at that point, who were all there trying to help me and see me through my difficult recovery period. So for all the She Slays listeners out there, the one message that I would like to give you is that you're stronger than you know. We have this strength within us, and it only comes out when it is required. So we might think that something is entirely impossible and it is so difficult and we will not be able to see it through. But in reality, we have that strength. We have that perseverance. And that strength and perseverance is the only thing that will take us forward.
So this was Aastha Vora's story, another She Slays champion who triumphed over GBS with sheer perseverance, family support, and of course, a will to dance and walk again. If you too have a health champion story, then do write to us at healthshots@hindustantimes.com and let us tell your story to the world. If your story can inspire so many more, then why not let it reach so many more? Till then, do subscribe, like, and share to healthshots.com, where we bring you powerful stories every week. This is Chaya Dabas, your host, signing off. I will see you next week. Till then, take care.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.